Congregation may be seated, and at this point we're going to transition to hearing from one of our community partners that has a significant impact in bringing Jesus Christ into the world. Yes, the knowledge of who Jesus is, but a heart to interact with others and live by his grace. And we want to live those words out that we just sang, and one way to do that is to support a ministry that supports what we just sang about, and that is Child Evangelism Fellowship. Cora Tucker is with us here this morning. We're happy to have you here, Cora. Come on down and share with us some ways, some updates, but some ways that we can deepen our partnership with you.
Child Evangelism Fellowship here in Benton County. We are a worldwide organization, but I get to share what's going on locally, which is the part we're most interested in right now, right? Just this week, as I went to our Good News Club, the one that I went to and the one that I teach regularly is the Mountain View Good News Club on the north side of Corvallis. And over there, I walked in the door. We had our kids. We only have three kids, but the one just walks in so excited. He said right away, "God answered two of my prayers this week." I was like, "Okay, I want to hear about this." And he said, "Well, first I was praying that I would have a friend to play with." They had just moved to a new area of town, and he'd been bored and lonely. And one of his friends from Good News Club called up and asked if he could come over and play. And then the other prayer request that he had was that he would be able to go to school. And he'd been sick, so he was just really excited about going to school. And so the first thing he said when he comes in the door is, "God answered two of my prayers this week." It was so exciting to see that growth going on in him as he was starting to realize that relationship with God for himself. That's what I get to witness often through these Good News Clubs. The same kid, he was just so excited that he would get to come and find out what happened next to the people that Haman wanted to kill, all those Jews, what happened? And so I got to tell him the next part of the story, yeah. And when we get to the next week, we'll find out, oh. It's so fun getting to see these kids just learning and making their relationship with God their own. It's not just their parents' God, not just the God that hopefully they hear about at church, but their relationship with God. I get a front row seat to that with the ministry of CEF. We are worldwide, but locally here in Benton County, we have eight clubs going on. We're just starting the eighth one here next week, I believe, out at Kings Valley. We did have one out there for a long time, but we hadn't been able to have another club there this year because the teacher, Barbara Schnocke, wasn't able to teach that this year. So God provided for one of our staff to be able to teach it, but now we're working on figuring out the strategy, trying to get things going at that club there in Kings Valley. But what happens at Good News Club? Some of you know, some of you are like, "Yeah, she's talking in another language." That's okay. Good News Club is basically about a 1 hour club that happens a lot of times in our area. It's associated with a school, but they can be in people's homes. They can be in community centers. They could be in a park if we had the right weather for it. We don't, but we meet for an hour and we teach Bible lessons, songs, games. But every part of that whole hour is integral to be teaching that gospel message and then the discipleship, because CEF's purpose is to evangelize, to disciple those boys and girls that are saved, and then to establish them in the local church. We want to help partner, get them into some fellowship that's going to help them to be growing through their whole life. We only get them through elementary age, but then God has them for their whole life, and he wants the church family to be part of that. So we're excited about that. Some of these kids are going through so much. The same kid that I was telling you about earlier, his older sister is getting out of jail soon, and so they're trying to figure out how this new normal is going to look. Other kids, we had another kid down in Monroe that their dad is in prison, and they probably won't be out before the kid grows up. And so there's things that they're going through. So many going through divorce, divided homes, very stressful homes, and things that kids should not have to deal with, but they are. And that relationship with God and this one hour a week is so vital to what he wants to do in their hearts and that encouraging them as they go through that. We see kids praying. We see kids growing. Just this week, one of the kids at the club that I was substituting at volunteered to pray for my back because I've injured my back recently, and I was doing great until I sat down to teach. I was like, guys, we got to stop and pray. Will somebody pray for my back? Kid volunteered. Okay, will you pray? Lord, please help Cora's back. Amen. That was it. And then there was kind of a pause as I was like, wait, is there any more? And they're like, we don't have to pray very much for God to know what he needs to do. I was like, you're right. And funny thing is, my back stopped hurting and I was able to teach the rest of that lesson. But kids in prayer. We pray for the kids, but God is working in these kids as they learn to pray and make that relationship with God their own. Like I say, there's quite a few clubs going on, but we have a need for so many more clubs, especially more into Corvallis. And I shared this with you last time I was here, I think, that it is so hard to get into Corvallis and get more teachers that are willing, you know, somebody that's willing to coordinate a club. So the strategy that we're kind of starting to go towards is having some of our staff be able to do that. But right now, our staff are tied up in the Philomath clubs and the Monroe Club and now the Kings Valley Club. And so we really need somebody that is already familiar with these clubs or that would be willing from this community that already is supportive of Good News Clubs. We need some more people to step up and as volunteers, some to even help coordinate. But we really need that help to get those clubs strengthened. Another way to do that, though, is as simple as we need cookies. Right now, Amanda on our staff has been working with the coordinating all the snacks for four different clubs, and that gets to be time-consuming when I'd rather have her working on getting another club going and so on. So if there's somebody here, one that would be willing to provide cookies, but maybe two would even be willing to coordinate getting the cookies for those four clubs out in this area, talk to me. I don't know who God's talking to, but maybe somebody here would be willing to do that. It's a simple thing. Prayer is a simple thing, but we need that as well. The things I'm talking about today are answers to prayer. Just this week, there's been a lot happening this week, just for the record. I'm not used to things going quite so fast, but I walked in to a church where we have our Good News Club, and the pastor was waiting for me, and he said, we really want to do a vacation Bible school this summer, but we don't have enough volunteers in our church. We're all older and have a hard time getting out with the kids. We need your help. Could you do a five-day club for us? Like, we could do that. So this summer, we're going to do a five-day club. That's our one-and-a-half-hour club for 5 days in a row. It's like a miniature vacation Bible school. And then that church is going to be adding in any extra snacks, any extra crafts, things that maybe their congregation can provide. And they'll be working on the relationships with the kids to get them to the club in the first place. And what a great partnership. What a great answer to prayer. Like Monday we were meeting and asking God, we need help getting these clubs going. What can we do? And God sends somebody, hey, we want to do this. Tell me more. And I didn't even have a chance to ask them. So God's doing amazing, amazing things. I get to have that front row seat to God's answering of all these prayers, of seeing kids grow, of seeing clubs grow, of seeing volunteers grow as we train, as we work together. All these amazing things that God is doing, I get the front row seat to. But you could be getting that front row seat too. You could be praying. You could be part of a club. You could be whatever God wants you to be. We do need donations, so maybe that would be part of what God's wanting you to do. But get that front row seat. See what God's doing. Be part of that with me. Come talk to me afterwards. I'll have this little table out here if there's anything that God's been putting on your heart or you just want to share an encouraging story of what CEF has meant to you. I'd love to hear that. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Cora.